Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yep. Tommy, did you?
I just can't. We've had a great show this morning. I cannot get past the strawberry letter with that brown tote. That is bothering me.
It was written by this guy who he didn't even want to write us, but he didn't know what to do with his girlfriend, right? Because she was, when he met her, she was beautiful. He said her skin was glowing, her hair was flowing, and her toenails were beautiful.
White.
All of that were amazing. They were white. And then they moved in together, and then she broke all the way down. She wears granny robes and bonnets now, and only time she looks really good is on the outside. And one of the problems is she doesn't get her feet done anymore, and he saw one of her toes brown. And that's what you've been struggling
and
with
all
morning.
And that has just really devastated my morning. You know,
devastated.
It is. Everybody has a... What's the biggest turnoff to you all back when you were dating? What was the biggest turnoff? What was a deal breaker?
You got to be clean, good teeth, you know, all of
if
that.
A guy had, like, big hips...
Oh, hips.
Yeah, like
hips on a man.
I can.
I never had that, but that could be a problem, a major
You see
problem.
A guy try to holler at you, and you look at his hips, and he walks away.
A woman don't want a man got more ass than her.
No.
That's what it is, T.
Nope. Yeah, but good teeth and, I mean, so on and so on. So you're saying you're justified with the brown toe because toes
are
your thing?
Some men, feet are just necessary. Feet are just like, have to be like picture perfect.
Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. Wow.
Started.
That
seems like that's when it all went down.
Yeah.
Started
after
like
that.
Hammer time.
Yeah. Pedicures went up in the world after that.
Wait, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
But everybody's got a deal breaker. I was just curious. What was your deal breaker when you...
There you
Junior,
go.
Hygiene,
you
pee.
Big hip men.
You didn't
Let me tell you something.
My deal breaker?
Mm-hmm. Junior, I was asking Junior, then you,
you know, you didn't. If you didn't have breasts, I didn't really want to talk to you.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that was different.
So you like a big rack?
Yeah, I tell you.
The bigger the better?
Yeah. not so, super big. Yeah, you know.
So that's you have a line.
Yeah, it's line. It's nice. You know.
Okay. All right. Okay. A C cup?
Yeah, a nice C cup, Tommy. That's, okay. You know, it's really nice. Yeah.
All right. Tommy.
All right.
Hey, come in here with a B if you want to and watch me walk off.
Oh, be quiet. Shut up, Junior.
Tommy, your deal breaker.
Feet and teeth.
Oh, yeah. Teeth. Yeah, yeah.
Got to have.
Yeah. Teeth are very important.
Yeah. And what is with the side missing side tooth? Have we solved that mystery yet?
I don't know, but if you ever open up a dentist to do just that, I mean, you could get a lot of business.
You
could
get a lot of work out of this.
Side
what is expensive to replace the tooth? But so do that's they think what it is, I'm sure.
See it? Do they think we can't see it?
Ain't nothing to do about it.
Maybe they think if we're not standing on that side that we don't see that.
I think that's what it is. There's so many. But okay, what about this? Have you ever, when you were dating and stuff, has your significant other ever asked that you get rid of something if you guys were going to move in?
Like, I sure did. Yeah. What? My whole house. My whole apartment. Yeah. My wife moved into my house. Oh, yeah. Everything was gone.
She said,
she didn't like any of your furniture.
I had no taste. Nothing. No.
So no. What was the first thing she said?
The sectional.
That was gone. Couch?
The couch went first.
Ugly couch.
I'm telling you.
You thought that was fly.
I thought it was fly, dog. I swear to God, it was fluffy and everything. Fluffy. I thought she liked it.
No. She did.
No.
That had
no.
to go, huh?
It went
what about
first.
Her? Anything of hers that you wanted to go?
I wish I would try to throw some of her stuff away. No.
Nothing, though, that you would like to throw away that she doesn't know about. Just tell us. We won't tell her. We won't tell her.
Oh, she doesn't have the radio on. Mm-hmm. Surely.
Yeah. Okay. You're just trying to go set me up like this, Shirley. For real.
Don't fall for it, Junior.
Not going to do it.
Every room you go into in my house, Jackie got something in there that belonged to her. Every single room. It makes no sense to me. I don't get that.
What do you mean?
Even extra, your man cave?
Closets, extra closet. Why do you have your stuff is all over the house? You're not wearing all this stuff.
It's her what house.
Yeah. Guilty.
Right there.
Yeah.
Same way.
Closets, it's never have enough that's closet space.
Ladies, y'all got to learn to purge more. Really. Y'all got to get
and
rid
of
stuff.
And I purge a lot. That's why I don't understand. I really do. I purge a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's just not enough.
And I don't closet ever know space. What I'm going to wear.
Right. You're not going to wear something you had since 1980. Get rid of this stuff.
Oh, no. I don't have anything. I purge a lot. Yeah,
I do.
Really? Do you know that?
Yeah.
I'll just tell y'all this. Do you know I don't even have a closet in the primary room? I don't have one. I don't have a closet.
Be right there.
Okay.
Ain't no way in here.
Do you know primary room? Oh, in the bedroom?
Yes.
What's the problem?
Well, let me tell you something what the problem is. I got to get dressed around the house. I got to go to different rooms to get my clothes.
Okay, and again, what's the problem?
She just stay in the room and get dressed. So I'm just going from bedroom to bedroom, pulling all my clothes out.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get over that, Precious. Ain't nobody giving
us their
clothes.
Yeah.
I did not.
We need closet space.
If I want to get rid of something.
You just naked all through the house trying to get dressed.
Until I just put a piece of my stuff together. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right. That's it. That's the Steve Harvey Morning Show for today. In the words of my uncle, talk to God. He would love to hear from you. Until then, y'all be in peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.